Today, I'm going to be doing my 2024 recap. Townhome is in very, very high demand right now. The market and the conditions of the market is changing things a little bit. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Closing with Corey podcast. I am going to be talking about a lot today. I'm going to be doing my 2024 recap. We're going to be talking about the market. We're going to be talking about some predictions for next year. But I want to start off before we get into any of that and just do my own personal recap. So first and foremost, obviously, as always, I want to say thank you to all of my clients. I want to say thank you to all of my friends, all of my referrals, everybody who I was able to make a connection with in 2024, and everyone that I was able to continue to build on those connections from all the previous years. At the end of the year, I normally try my best to focus on the positive things that I did, to be able to work on those and to be able to make them even stronger, along with the things that I could have done a little bit differently to learn from those mistakes to change the next year. Kind of looking back throughout this past year, I made a post. My last two closings of the month were last week, right before Christmas. And I even said it in the post to where, in no way, shape, or form trying to be corny or come off as any other way besides being genuine, was that I think about the things in my life and that kind of just allows me to operate in this job and to be able to, most importantly, enjoy this job. And I think the best part of that is those connections that are being made and those relationships that are being formed. I meet a lot of people who are all on different journeys personally, but all have a similar goal, whether it's to, you know, buy their first home, to buy an investment home, to, you know, sell their first home, to be able to upsize or to downsize or to move out of state and to be relocated. So that process from that very, very first initial meeting to getting to know them, to going back and forth, to just to be able to create that bond, and most importantly for them to be able to create that trust in me, is 100% the most rewarding part of this whole process. So thank you to everybody. Thank you to my clients. Thank you guys for making it such a successful year. You know, I am going to speak for myself when I say that a lot of the times when I first got into real estate, I would celebrate these victories and these closings. And at this point now, I think that I want to get back into appreciating that a little bit more and to not think, okay, this one's closed. Where, you know, when's the next one closing? You know, when's this one closing? I need to do this, follow up on this. It becomes almost like too much of a routine, too much of a machine. And I want to be able to get back to just, you know, enjoying those little victories. Because as I said, all those journeys, there's a lot of work that goes into it. There's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of problems that had to be solved. It is something to look back and say, you know, there was a lot of hard work there, and to appreciate that. So thank you guys so much. This year, again, was a very, very good year. And I'm looking forward to 2025. So that's my own personal stuff. Let's talk about the market a little bit. I went through a whole bunch of sources, because if you go on to five different places online to try to get some ideas and to try to get some numbers and some stats, you're going to kind of get different numbers. So I'll probably put the link somewhere for where I got this information from, but I just wanted to at least give you an idea. Now, I looked at my podcast from the end of January of 2024, talking about the predictions for 2024. And I just realized that even those stats that I was saying, they were very, very broad, to where it was 100% right, only because no matter which way the market went, it would have been able to be associated with what the stats were. So let's talk about just this past year and what has happened. We'll talk a little bit about rates. We'll talk a little bit about a couple of other things that happened within real estate. And then we'll end off with some ideas for 2025. First and foremost, the median home sale price in New Jersey went up 9% year to date to $560,000. Now, why is that important? It's important because for the last 5 years, every news outlet and every kind of media source online continues to talk about the crash in the market. When is the crash coming? When is the crash in New Jersey happening? And they were for certain it was going to be 2023, and then they were almost positive it was going to be in 2024, and that didn't happen. So the median sale price is up 9%. The inventory this year, as predicted, was a lot tighter. And these numbers will kind of let you know that. I listened to a podcast, the Tom Ferry podcast. He's very, very successful and has a bunch of great material for real estate. And, you know, he talked about trying to almost look at your previous years and trying to utilize those numbers as far as where you want to be in the future years. And he said to leave out 2022 because that was almost just a made up inflated year for everybody in real estate, meaning that whether you just got into the business or you've been doing this for 20 years, most likely that was going to be your most lucrative year only because it was like that for everybody. That was when the boom happened. I looked at that and I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right, because then the other years are still up on an incline, but just being able to use realer numbers. And this year, more importantly, not only was it a factor in my own vision of what was going on within the market, but it was 100% correlated with the numbers that were going on. And it all comes back down to the fact that there just was not enough homes to be sold. So the number of homes that were sold in 2024 dropped 7.5%. As I said, that's just because the inventory is going to play a factor in all these other numbers. So lower inventory, I think, is still a main reason as far as why the sale price went up, just because there's not a lot of homes and homes are still selling over list price. Outside of that, the number of homes for sale also declined 16.7% from 2023. So that one was in bold on me, only because that obviously just shows you that the business within real estate and the homes that are being sold and the turnover drastically dropped from 2023 into 2024. And then lastly, the average days on market dropped 14 days. I don't know if that's a huge factor or not, because before I think it was 41 and it dropped down to 30 something. I think the bigger numbers and the bigger takeaway from this is that the median home sale price is up drastically, not drastically, 9%, but still it's a good number. And the amount of homes that were sold, not only sold, but also for sale are down pretty significantly. I put on here too that it says that close to 50% of the homes that were sold over list price, despite the higher interest rates. Now, interest rates, actually, before we get into that, another big thing that I put on here was that townhomes, the prices for townhomes are up 11% as far as the sale price. And I think that obviously a big portion of that is going to come into play that single family homes obviously are in very, very high demand. And I feel like there is a majority of buyers that are maybe within that bracket where it's almost right in between what could be a good price for a townhome along what would be a good price for maybe a starter home, or, you know, like a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranch, whatever it is. But it's just in that bracket. And I think that because of how aggressive this market still is, along with the fact that the interest rates are up, maybe those buyers dropped into that townhome range. And the townhomes being up 10% is a very, very good sign, number one, for everyone who owns a townhome right now, but also, more importantly, for the demand that I think is going to be shown into 2024. Buyers is something that we'll talk about too in a little bit, but that's going to be very, very important, because a lot of the buyers that normally are outgrowing the space are in that townhome range, and it's great for them to know that that townhome is in very, very high demand right now for that to be able to sell in order to be able to go and purchase your new home to upsize. So at the end of the day, with all this stuff for 2024, and the main takeaway is that there is a very, very high demand and there's a very low inventory. If you look online, that's what it says for the last 3.5-4 years. I'm not telling you anything different. That's just the way that these numbers are kind of playing out. I just thought that it was going to be important to kind of break down as far as the percentages, the numbers, and more importantly too, just the fact that the values are still increasing, not at the same rate from the 2021 to 2022, but at the end of the day, they're still going up, which is very good for homeowners, and then also very good for this market going into 2025. Let's talk really, really quick about mortgage rates. I'm not going to really waste too much time because this is all kind of just based off of opinions and predictions, where it's not really based too much off of facts. The idea and the running idea that I saw throughout a lot of the sources like that I was going to was saying that the mortgage rate side of things should hopefully stabilize into the second half of 2025. You'll probably see the rates kind of stay steady in the first quarter and hopefully be able to go down into the 6 range, maybe even the high 5s. Again, this is all coming from just different sources, so this is going to be something that you'll talk to your mortgage representative and they're going to have a lot better idea as far as what the market is looking like that day. But for the most part, a lot of these sources were saying that towards the end of 2025 is probably when you'll hopefully see things stabilize a little bit and stay steady to where there's not such a big drop. I've worked with a lot of buyers towards the second half of this year where, unfortunately, they dealt with that, where our offer was accepted, and then towards the end of the week, their rate went up a certain amount of, you know, half a percentage point, whatever it was, but it increased their monthly payment $400, $500, $600 sometimes. So I understand that that is obviously a very, very big factor, especially for buyers to be able to understand and to be able to plan as far as what their budget is going to be going into next year. Rates wise, the best person to talk to anybody about rates is going to be your lender. I just wanted to be able to give you some information on that. The big story that I did, I think, 4 podcasts on that I had guests talk about, that there was a bunch of stuff that was just polarized the conversation behind real estate, was the buyer agency agreements, was the NAR settlement, was all of these changes that were going to be implemented this year from when the court had settled. Now, we could talk more about this, but from my perspective, there has not been a lot of changes. Number one, commission-wise, the average commission has stayed steady throughout 2024, regardless of these settlements, regardless of what was going on. And more importantly, these buyer agency agreements. Now, a lot of opinions were kind of put into that. And don't get me wrong, I think that at the end of the day, they're very, very useful and they're very, very helpful for agents. And there's times where I've worked with buyers for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, showed them a whole bunch of properties, and then they went to an open house. The listing agent was there. They made a connection, and then they were off, and they put an offer through the listing agent. It happens. That's part of the business. These buyer agency agreements are something now to where if you want to be shown a property, you could do it for just that property if you want to work for a certain period of time. I think that they're helpful. I think that in all the changes that I've seen have been very, very minimal. It's just been more of an explanation to sellers and to buyers as well, too, mainly on that commission topic. Everything else has kind of just been pretty much the same. For 2025, another big stat that I saw on here was that when it comes down to working with an agent, and I know that AI has been in the mix, and you know, Zillow was talking about doing something to be able to allow buyers to go directly or people to go directly to sellers and vice versa, which was another way of potentially being able to utilize a direct connection to the source instead of having to go through another party. But at the end of the day, for 2024, from all of the homes that were closed, 94% of the buyers used a real estate agent and 93% of the sellers used the real estate agent. So we're still in good numbers as far as agents are concerned. And also, too, listen, I think that there is a ton of value when you are buying a home to use an agent. And I think there's a ton of value when you're selling a home to use an agent. The numbers don't lie. When a seller is using an agent to sell their home compared to a for sale by owner, it's a very, very obvious difference as far as what their return is. And when a buyer is using an agent to buy a home, whether they're doing it, you know, on their own, there is going to be a big, you know, information gap there as well, too. So for me personally, it just comes down to a value thing. You know, for my buyers, I think that I'm continuing to build on the value that I'm providing to them, just with the knowledge, just with the information, with the strategies that we've talked about and utilized to be able to make these offers, to get these homes, to be able to have the connections that I have and the referrals that I have, whether it's a lender, whether it's an inspector, whether it's a attorney, title company, all of these people that as a team are in ensuring as smooth of a transaction as possible. I think that value right there is something that is priceless, only because most of the time, depending on the situation, buyers are essentially not paying for that service. It's being paid for on the closing end, whether it's coming from the seller or in these times with the buyer as well, too. But I feel like the value that is provided there is something that there's a lot that could potentially go wrong when you're not working with the right people. And on the selling side, too, the numbers show there to where it is being represented by a seller, by an agent. I mean, the return on that is going to be just so much higher and so much greater. Numbers-wise, for all that stuff that happened throughout this past year, it's nothing that is too surprising. I think it was something very, very, just making a lot of people uneasy with the settlement and just with the potential changes that were going to be coming into play. But everyone that I spoke to just says the exact same thing, to where it's like, yeah, there's not much that I see as far as a difference is concerned. And 2024, going into 2025, Some of the stuff that I want to talk about real quick, it's really just going to be based on something to where I don't want to sit here and act like I am telling anybody anything differently from the stuff that I've talked about in the past. But especially going into 2025, I looked at, as I said in the beginning of this, I've looked at the mistakes that were made, you know, from myself and also too that I saw some buyers and some sellers have to go through a few things to be able to get to a certain point to say, okay, I should have maybe did this or I should have maybe did that. And maybe that journey for a buyer that, you know, wound up being, you know, a year or 2 years or whatever it is, may have been a little bit shorter if a couple of things were in place. And the same thing for a seller as well too, because my main focus, not my main focus, but one of the things that I see being something that definitely needs to be planned ahead is going to be my sellers that have to sell their home in order to buy their next home. I had this conversation since I got into real estate, but the market and the conditions of the market is changing things a little bit. And I don't think we are at that point yet to where the contingent offers that a buyer would be able to present when they're selling their home is going to be as competitive as these non-contingent offers, depending on what the scenario is and what the market is. But I just think that the preparation on the sellers that need to sell their home in order to buy, that pressure is going to be a little bit heightened going into 2025, because the demand is still going to be lower. The rates will hopefully be a little tiny bit better. But if we see anything that we've seen from this past year, or at least from the second half of this past year, it's going to be tough for those buyers that have to sell a home in order to purchase. And that's just because of the competition. That's because of the inventory being lower. The prices are still going up. So even though we've seen some different circumstances where some of the homes have sold underneath the list price, I still think that for the most part, if you are in a competitive market, you have to have that portion of things figured out. I talk to these sellers all the time to where they talk about worst case scenarios, and you know, they'll talk about in-laws or family or living with some, whatever it is for a certain period of time, temporary housing. You know, I understand that there's two moves to that, but it's going to be something to really consider going into next year, just because if you want to be in contention to be able to get some of these properties, that's going to have to be figured out 100%. Buyers wise, this is not rocket science. Be pre-approved as soon as you possibly can. Think about flexibility. So if you're renting right now, think about the options for a month to month. Think about the different circumstances as far as what you can do to be flexible for the seller. Because if you think about it, it may be a situation where you're buying a home that is being sold and that person has to go to another home. Definitely something to figure out for that. Sellers who are either moving out of state, retiring, whatever it is, it really just comes down to a timing thing. You know, time frame wise is always going to be the most important factor for sellers as far as when to list it. I could always give you opinions on that, but I think starting at the finish line, which would be when you want to essentially move, and then to kind of backtrack that is going to be an important thing to do. So 2025, I'm excited for it. I think that all in all, this year was a very long year for multiple reasons, but I think that there was a lot that was learned this year. There was a lot that I saw be where it's going to be, you know, the more realistic version of what real estate is. It took a little bit of time to cool from that 2022 time into 2023, which 2023 was even still a little bit on the heightened end of it. And 2024 was finally when things kind of settled to more of a normalcy that you're probably going to be seeing going into 2025. Goals for myself going into next year is just to be able to continue making these connections, continuing to be able to increase the amount of value that I'm giving to the people that I work with and the people that trust me enough to use me in these transactions. I think that it's just very, very important to not lose track. You know, we were just all talking before as far as towards the end of the year, and when these conversations kind of slow up a little bit, all these things happen. When you're an independent contractor, when you're self-employed, it gets a little bit nerve-wracking. But I think continuing to have all this preparation going into next year is going to be super important. As far as podcast-wise, thank you to all the guests that I had on this past year. I'm going to be kind of doing the same thing going into next year. I loved, you know, having some of the agents on to get an idea as far as, like, you know, what they did and how they, you know, perceive this market and kind of sharing all of, like, the gems and stuff, and along with everyone everyone else that I had. So thank you guys so much. I'll be continuing the guest aspect of the show and along with, you know, doing these solo episodes as well too. And that's really it. You know, going into next year, as I spoke about before, a big thing for me is just trying to remain a little bit more present, a little bit more aware of what's going on, to appreciate these things and not to be just looking so much into the future or focus on things like that I could have done differently. And I know that's a lot easier said than done, but that's going to be the goal going into next year. A lot of good content, coming up, a lot of good just kind of collaborations and just ideas and stuff that you'll see throughout the year. But again, the most important thing is just, you know, saying thank you to everybody who has obviously worked with me, along with everyone that has reached out, whether it's about the podcast, whether it's just questions, whether it's just trying to get an idea of, some stuff about real estate. So I really, really appreciate it. And I will see you guys in 2025. So as always, thank you, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And we'll talk soon.